You're listening to The Tao of Indifference, sex, dating, and relationship advice for an indifferent world.
Demetrius, he's Delaney, we are the Tao of Indifference. I am Morris Day, he's the time, we're the Tao of Indifference. I am Peanut Butter, he's Jelly, we're the Tao of Indifference. I am Johnny Carson, he's Ed McMahon. You're listening to the Tao of Indifference. I am your host, Demetrius. Delaney is my wonderful, handsome, charming co-host and brother from the same mother. How's it going, Delaney?
It's going pretty well, and the same dad. You know,
that's true. That's true. Yatusabe. Yatusabe. Today, we wanted to talk about our loving fraternal relationship and how it is pretty cool that we are like, that you're like Ed McMahon and Johnny Carson. I also am a raging alcoholic like I think Johnny Carson was. I mean, if he wasn't, sorry, but he's dead. Whatever, he doesn't care. He doesn't get to have an opinion. So let's talk about that relationship, Delaney. Delaney, I think you're wonderful.
Thank you.
But you know what? I gotta tell you, I'm worried about something ruining our relationship.
What's that?
Well, funny you should ask, because today's topic is seven things that can ruin a relationship. What? I'm still bad at segues.
I didn't see that coming.
Didn't see that coming, huh? That was
no.
Wow, I am still so bad at segues. It's kind of ridiculous. Like, it's really bad. I'm surprised at how bad I am at segues, honestly. Oh, you know what? Somebody, you know what's really cool is that, you know, like every once in a while some people give feedback, but it's not like the most common thing. But somebody recently tweeted at this dating expert who's like actually, he's actually really good. He's also like one of the big names. This guy, Matthew Hussey? I don't know. But they tweeted at him and they were like, Demetrius, his podcast is so funny. I really enjoy it. So shout out to you. I appreciate that. I forget the...
Oh, he said cool.
Yeah. I was like, okay, all right. You know, I appreciate the shout out. I forget the Twitter name. It's like something Fit London. She's like a runner. She runs marathons. And I was like, I hope that you enjoy listening to us while you're running. I appreciate it. I think you're pretty cool.
Yeah.
So anyway,
yeah.
So anyway, you miss a lot when you're not on Twitter, huh?
Yeah, I was saying, stay safe while you run. You know, you don't want to last and trip on something.
Yeah, yeah. Be safe. Be safe out there. Don't rip your face open while you're running. I don't want that. Like, I want downloads. Like, I really want people to download the podcast. I want people to listen to it. But I also, like, don't want you to fall and rip your face open. And you're like, oh, I can't listen to this podcast and I'm running. So anyway. We wanted to talk about, because this is a partnership, the things that can ruin a relationship. Seven things that can ruin a relationship. Obviously, there are, like, lots of different ways to ruin a relationship, but we wanted to focus on seven things that a lot of people, maybe are doing, or are currently engaged in, or it's a certain feeling they have. So, to start off right off the top, I want to say social media usage. Like, that thing... And that covers everything. So I'm talking about Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever.
Tao of Indifference. No, I'm kidding.
No. Well, yeah, I guess if you were like, if you were like liking and sharing specific articles or like, how can I throw my, my partner down a well? You know, like, maybe don't do that. But no, you just look at the way some people use Instagram. Because some people use Instagram to, like, straight up creep on people. Like, oh, that's my ex. I'm going to like their post and I'm going to leave emojis on in the comments and stuff. You know, like, people do that and I'm just like, what are you doing? Like, you have a boyfriend. You have a girlfriend. Like, come on. Oh,
yeah, I've heard about that. I mean...
Yeah, because you don't have any of these things, so that's...
No. I don't know anything about that. I've never personally have left creepy comments in someone's inbox. You know,
I've never left a creepy comment on somebody's inbox, but I will tell you that I've definitely, like, liked people's pictures. Like, I've definitely, like, there's at least... let me snitch on myself real quick. There's, like, a couple people, you know, who maybe have a boyfriend or a partner whose pictures on Instagram are like, I'm going to like this picture because this is the one picture that doesn't have her boyfriend in it. I love drama. What can I say? I like to stir the pot, you know? But I can only imagine, like, if I, and it's not only just, and that's kind of what I wanted to say, is that it's not only, like, how you use social media, but it's also how other people use social media to interact with you or your partner in a relationship. Because, you know, like, say if somebody, you know, like, you're in a relationship with a woman, and you notice that every time she posts a picture, this one guy leaves a comment on Facebook, like, wow, you look so beautiful, you know? Like, that can drive a wedge between people. And I was dating a girl, she was, like, very into fitness. Like, her Instagram, like, a personal trainer whose class she took, would all her, that guy would, like, leave comments on her Instagram, and I'm just like, what's up with that? Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? What's going on there? So I can only imagine, and even then, it was just like, these comments aren't, they're not, like, aggressively, like, coming on to you, but also, chill. Like, tell him to chill it out. Like, he's coming on way too strong in these comments. So I don't know. I mean, I really don't have an answer for you. Just maybe don't be thirsty on Instagram, you know, like, especially if you have a girlfriend. Like, don't do the big eyes emoji thing. Like, that's the thing. Like, people leave the big eye emoji where it's like two eyes open wide. Just like, that's the only comment. On the other hand, I'm definitely going to do that tonight. Like, I'm definitely going to, like, look for, there's a couple people I know who have boyfriends who, you know, I don't care. Like, I might go into a picture of them with, like, in a bikini. Like, I'm going to leave that comment. I'm just going to leave that comment. See what happens. I'm kidding. I'm joking. I'm not going to do that. Wink.
Yeah, don't ruin the relationship.
I would never do that. Wink. You guys can't see me wink. No, I'm kidding. No, but in all seriousness, if you feel like that's happening and it's somebody you know personally, you should tell them, like, yo, this is inappropriate. If it's somebody you don't know very well, you should tell your partner, like, yo, this person does this, leaves comments, it's nothing, don't worry about it, I'm just bringing it to your attention. I've spoken to them and they just don't shut it down. I don't want you to try to shut it down yourself, because some people do that. They'll be like, oh, I'm gonna say something to him. Like, don't, some people, nobody wants that, really.
Yeah.
So now something that you can actually relate to, because social media, this is something that you actually are aware of, like bad habits, like vices.
Oh yeah. I mean,
what are you gonna say?
No, I was going to say, you know, because I have a bunch of them, but, you know, that's not really true.
I was going to say, the reason I brought up vices is because I wanted to open my beer. Ah, there you go. This podcast is brought to you by alcoholism. No, I'm kidding. But I am enjoying a really cool beer. Cheers to everyone who's also drinking a beer right now.
I am as well. Yeah. Mine was already open. You know, it's a bottle. Not really can,
But it was a good segue because vices really can become an issue, especially if you have a vice that is, say, and when I say vices, I'm going, like, very generally, like, not just, like, substances, but also, like, if you're just lazy, you know, like, that's a vice. Like, if you're dating someone and they're if you're perpetually lazy and your partner's complaining about you being perpetually lazy, that can ruin your relationship. Because what it comes down to is you are engaging in a bad behavior, whether it's laziness, drinking too much, heavy drug use, biting your nails. I'm guilty of that. Biting your nails, or just being flaky, not showing up when you said you would, anything like that. Like, what it comes down to is, it's a repeated bad behavior, and that's always going to ruin a relationship. You know, like, you gotta either learn to change, or somebody's either gotta change. So you either have to learn to change and grow, if you're the person engaging in bad behaviors, or if you're the person who's dealing with someone with bad behaviors and you don't think they're gonna change, you might have to learn to accept it if you want to stay with them. I would never recommend that. Like, if you're dating someone and they drink too much, and you think they drink too much and it's become a problem, I would never suggest you stay with them, but not everyone is as harsh as me. Some people will stick it out, you know? I wouldn't. But I think also, like, that comes from, like, my background, you know? Like, you understand why I wouldn't want to date a drug addict, or, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I completely understand, yeah.
All right, Delaney, what about, I'm going to give this one completely to you. Communication.
Communication. Wow, you gave me the communication. Okay, I see where you're going.
Yes.
Lack of communication. So if you're not sharing your feelings about, like, if someone does something that bothers you, you never mention it.
Ooh, and, yeah.
Yeah, that. Or miscommunication, which I feel like happens a lot in relationships. You're just like, hey, I thought you said you were going to do this. No, I told you I was going to do that the other day. Well, why didn't you tell me? And then it's a fight. And, you know, miscommunication, I think, is a big thing. And arguments, because I feel like a lot of times miscommunication happens because someone wasn't listening, or both people weren't listening. Because I feel like a lot of times when people communicate, and you can kind of see it, that the person is not in their head, but they're pretty much waiting to say their point, and they're not really listening, giving the person back,
right.
You know, their due respect. to actually hear them out, you know? And I feel like less arguments would happen if people just listened more.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think that you have a really good point about miscommunication, because there's so many times where you say, well, I meant this, but I said this, you know? Like, I said this, but what I meant is that. And somebody else says, well, you said that, you meant that, but this is what I heard. You know, like, there's always, like, cross signals there, you know? Well, you know, I would encourage people in relationships to not actively lie, but, you know, like, there's times where you, like, I don't need to tell them the whole thing. There's some stuff...
Or you may not, like, sometimes, like, with me, example, you may be so flustered that the way it's going to come out is not the way you would like to present it, so you may need some time to collect it, your thoughts.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, I got you. Yeah,
and some people would just keep pressing it, you know, just keep pressing the subject, and they don't want to give you the time to sound a little more...
Composed?
Composed, yeah. You know, and they just want you to just let it out, just say what comes to your mind. I'm like, not everything should be said out loud, you know.
Well, not off the top of your head.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Unless you're freestyling and, you know, you're in the battle, then, you know, let it rip.
Let it rip, yeah, exactly. Because, like, even the podcast, like, we edit this. Like, so, yeah, we don't just, like, we go off the top and then we go back, and the thing that you hear is not the thing, you know. I cut, like, 5 minutes from each episode. Like, just full tangents. Like, you know. Even though I have left in some weird shit, and I stand by that. I stand by all the weird stuff I left in. I will take the next one, which, you know, is something that I can relate to, feeling unappreciated.
Oh, me too.
Okay, calm down. So what does that look like for you? Like, what does it look like when that's ruining a relationship?
Let's say the things that they did in the beginning to woo you, they just stopped doing, and they just don't try anymore. In the beginning, like, say for 60 days straight, when it was not, because you have bad nightmares, and before you go to bed, they always play some jazz for you and sing to you, and then after those 60 days... I don't have nightmares. If I do, I kind of just, like, sleep through it. But say if that was the case, and then day 61, they're just, you're like, oh, I'm having a nightmare. They're like, oh, so what? I'm watching Eddie Murphy Raw. Get over it. You know, it's like...
On the one hand, I don't want to date somebody that callous, but on the other hand, it's like, I mean, it's a great comedy show, or a comedy,
it's amazing.
Comedy special. I do, I think we've probably talked about it before, but it's so good, but, like, that comedy special could not be done this year. Like, it would just be, everyone would be so up his ass. Like, it's so offensive in some areas, like, so politically incorrect, but still good. No, I think you said it very well. It's like, a lot of times it looks like the things that they did when they wooed you were to show that they appreciated you, and now that they, like, sort of got you in the bag, they drop those things. And for me, one of the things is, and this might seem simple, but, like, when people just stop saying thank you, that's usually a bad sign. Like, when they just sort of are like, you did something for me, and I deserve it, so tough shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a really good one. Or, kind of just, like, stop making plans with somebody. Like, so if, like, in the beginning they want to spend a lot of time with you, they want to get to know your thoughts, and then after a while they're just like, I'm going to hang with my friend, but you just saw them yesterday, and I'm going to hang with my friend, you saw them 2 days straight, like, and it's like, hey, are we going to have some time together?
Yeah, like a lack of effort.
Yeah,
good call. The next topic is your beliefs. I think that religion's never been too much of a thing for me. It's never really ruined a relationship I'm in, but I'm sure that for some people it can and it has, especially if you go into a relationship. Like, say you're both Christian, you enter into the relationship, and you're both kind of, like, nominally Christian. Like, yeah, we're Christian, but we didn't really go to church. And then halfway through, suddenly your partner decides, I'm going to become heavily involved in the church. I'm going to adhere to the strictest interpretation of Christianity. I'm not going to wear clothing that is of different thread, you know, like things like Leviticus type, you know, like, which is, I think it's like, if you find someone and they're wearing two different types of, like, clothing texture, you're supposed to kill them, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, seriously, it's like super intense. It's like, if you, some of them are just like, you know, clearly based on just hating women, like, if you can't even touch a woman who's menstruating, and some of them are just, if you're wearing clothing and there's two different materials, then you could be stoned. Like, really, man? Like, why? Like, I guess because they only had, like, two clothing types back then. It was, like, wool, linen, it was just some, like, a woman-hating guy who was, like, super into fashion. He's like, oh, women, you don't bleed near me. Also, don't be mismatched. Like, That's you might go to hell for that. So, you know, just
no, but, suede sandals and cotton blouse. I am not a fan.
I am not a fan. Oh man, actually I want to quote it now. See, you know, I know that I'm an atheist, but I'm like low key very knowledgeable about the Bible. That's why I'm an atheist. Leviticus 19:19. Keep my decrees. Do not mate different kind of animals. Do not plant your field with two different kinds of seeds. Do not wear clothing woven of two kinds of material. how dare you wear a polyester blend, blasphemer? But in all seriousness, I mean, I hope if you are dating someone and they start saying stuff like that, like, you gotta go, like, immediately. But in all seriousness, though, like, if somebody's religious views change while you're dating them, that might impact your relationship, that might ruin your relationship. If somebody, you're dating them, you're not married, but that's okay, and then you start having sex, and then a year down the line, I mean, this kind of bleeds into sex, but, you know, a year down the line, they say, you know what, I can't have sex anymore, it's my religious belief, that might be an issue.
Yeah.
Obviously. Or if somebody decides halfway through dating them, you need to convert or we can't be together and you don't want to convert, might be an issue. Somebody saying, you know, halfway through dating you, BC dubs, if we have kids, they need to be raised in this religion when you never had this conversation before, things like that. And besides religion, politics, I mean, there's a lot of different beliefs, but those two are really big, especially now because it is a very fraught political climate, some would say. I don't want to say divisive. Things can't really be divisive if it fall on one side. Somebody's like, I want to take everything from these people. On the other side, people are like, just can we just have healthcare? Like, we don't want to die in the streets. Like, I don't know if that's divisive. Like, that's not a good word for I don't want to die in the streets because I have renal failure. You know, like, that's not, yeah. It's not like, well, I say tomato, you say tomato. You know, but politics can be a thing that ruins your relationship. Like, so I couldn't imagine dating someone and then midway through them dating me, they were like, yeah, you know, like the police, they really should operate by their own rules and the law shouldn't apply to them. Like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
They were like, you know what? Resisting arrest is a hate crime. I'd be like, what? That's crazy. That just happened. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't. Wait, what?
Yeah, so I think it's Louisiana. A judge just ruled that resisting arrest is a hate crime. Blue Lives Matter bill makes resisting arrest a hate crime because I don't even understand how that works. Just in Louisiana, that's a law now because the world is crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Delaney, let's take it back a little.
Okay.
Sex.
It's fun.
I agree. But how can sex ruin a relationship? It's the best.
Man, sex can be ruined in so many ways, like, just...
Well, sex can be ruined, or sex in a relationship can ruin a relationship in some way?
In a relationship. I don't think sex itself would be ruined. But in a relationship, I feel like, if you're just not compatible, if you're just on two different wavelengths, you know, like one of you want to, like, role play, the other one is like, nah, I'm a bastard, I'm all about that missionary style. Like, if you're just not compatible, if you don't see sex the same way, it could really ruin it. There's some women and men who have high pressure. If you don't meet their requirement, you know, it may ruin it for them. You know, they might be like, oh, this person's not this enough or not that enough. Or, you know, same thing with guys.
So, yeah, I guess it comes down to compatibility.
Yeah.
For sure. Like, if you're sleeping with someone and you're incompatible in bed, it's not always going to ruin a relationship, but I'm sure it can, just because a lot of people, sex is really important to them in relationships, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's also, like, mismatched libidos. I want sex all the time, and you don't, and I'm sure some people can deal with that very well, but a lot of people can't. And if you're like, sex is really important to you, it's hard for you to say, I'm okay with not having sex a lot. You know, a lot of people really do want to have sex a lot. A lot of people want to have sex maybe one time a month, once a year, who knows?
Yeah, once every 5 years. No, yeah. That's great, but...
Well, but there's also, like, the attitudes around sex, you know? Some people, let's just say, for example, just throwing it out there, no big deal, men. Some straight men are really focused on their own pleasure and not the pleasure of their partner. And lots of people want to derive, I think most most people want to derive pleasure from sex. Not most, but a lot of people want to derive pleasure from sex. So if you have different, if you're dating someone who is only focused on their own pleasure and you want to both please them and be pleased, that's going to be an issue. I think that could potentially ruin a relationship if you feel like your partner just doesn't want to even be close to the same wavelength as you on the when it comes to sex.
I mean, this is kind of personal, but I'll share it. But in my experience, I've had the feeling that my certain sensitivities about things have not been really respected. And it just, you know, that could also ruin it. Where it's like, I'm not comfortable with something, and you're just like, go ahead, do it. Or it's just vice versa, too. Say if I did that to someone, I was like, hey, let's do this. I'm like, oh, I don't want to do that. I'm not really into that. Please stop asking.
That makes sense. Yeah. Like, not respecting boundaries, of course.
Yeah.
No, that makes a lot of sense. I think that that's a really good answer, because I think that a lot of straight men, which we both are, a lot of straight men don't really think about that, both in that they're not considerate of it, and also because their boundaries are often not pushed for the most part. Like, it's usually the other way around, where the guy's like, hey, do you want to have anal? And she says no, and he's like, well, little does she know I'm going to put my dick in her ass anyway. But it's usually not the other way around. Like, there's been very few times where I'm like, whoa, what are you doing in bed? It's not that it's never happened, but it's like, whoa, I did not say you could put your finger there. Okay. But I'm sure it's happened way more to, you know, a woman who's 31 years old, probably like the last five guys she had sex with, or five women she had sex with. Well, let's be realistic. It's very likely that if you slept with five guys recently, four of them were like, hey, I'm going to do something without asking for permission.
Yeah. Also, I think this is important, well, because I'm always about, when I do something, I want to do my best, and my best is going to be based on the person.
Mm-hmm.
So I like feedback, and if I'm not receiving feedback, that upsets me. So I'm like, hey, you know, how do you like this, or how can I improve on this? And he's like, oh, it's fine. I'm like, no. I'm like, it can't just be fine.
Yeah.
It has to be good, right?
Well, you know? Well, that's your own preference, but yeah. I think that lack of feedback is something that would probably ruin a relationship for me, because it would feel sort of like I'm not having sex with an equal partner.
Yeah.
And that would be, that's a thing for me. Like, if I feel like I'm having sex with someone who doesn't seem into it, and because I'm somebody who's gonna be like, okay, what can I do? Like, what are you into? What are you not? And I'm not getting feedback there. It's just, it's like, what am I, why are you even having sex with me? You know? Like, if you're gonna, like, I don't wanna have bad sex. And if you're not enjoying it, you know, and it doesn't even have to be like a lot of men are focused on, like, did she come? And it's more about, are you having a good time? And I've slept with quite a few women where I'm like, are you even enjoying this? And they're like, it's cool. And it's like, I will literally do anything you want me to do so that you'll enjoy it more. Just give me feedback. And they're like, it's cool. Like, what? No, man, it's not fucking a ham sandwich. Like, it's not like me asking, like, do you want me to cut the crust off? It's cool. Like, no. It's so annoying.
Yeah. No, yeah, I completely agree. And I don't want to be, like, casting notes. Whatever I can do to make this more enjoyable,
yeah.
I would like to do that. Yeah.
Same, bro, same.
Yeah, it's a figure all thing. It's a figure all thing.
I guess so. That's weird. That's a weird thing to think of, then. Anyway, finally, a lack of trust. That's number 7.
Ooh, that's pretty deep.
I mean, right off the bat, when you catch somebody in a lie, if you have somebody habitually lying to you in a relationship, like, that can ruin your relationship. For sure.
Oh, yeah. And not trusting someone else. Not that you don't trust them, but you don't trust people around them, their friends, or the people they hang out with.
Right, yeah. And it doesn't even have to be, like, I don't trust them not to cheat. If you don't trust their friends to just be decent people, you don't trust that they're not going to get into some drama. That can put your relationship in some really tense areas.
Yeah, or if your partner, they hang out with someone who's constantly trying to get them to be more wild. Oh, you know, whatever doesn't hurt, they don't see it doesn't hurt them. And, like, this person clearly doesn't view a people, they kind of feel peer pressure to just please their friends, so they're like doing, like, taking jello shots off people, and they normally wouldn't do that, but they just felt, like, you know, pressure to do stuff like that.
Yeah, I guess just, like, not trusting who's around you, period. Like, not just friends, but say if you have a cousin who's like, every time you hang out with that cousin you get arrested, then how can you even trust that person ever to be alone with that person? If every time I hung out with you I get arrested, I would be shocked if my girlfriend trusted me to hang out with you ever. Or every time we hang out with, like, I hang out with a buddy of mine, I don't answer my phone, you know? Like, things like that. And it doesn't necessarily mean that there is something to be concerned about. Any pattern that sort of makes someone break trust, especially if it's around people, you know, is going to be an issue. And just, like, dishonesty, which is different from lying, you know?
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, if somebody's like, how do you know someone? And you're like, they're my friend, right? So say I was like, hey, how do you know this guy? and they say they're my friend, which could technically be true, but it also could be they're my friend, also we used to date. It's like, you're not being honest. Like, things like that.
You withhold information to protect yourself. That's not good.
Delaney, I think that's it. Every time I hear anybody talk about a relationship, like what's ruining their relationship, what's sort of putting their relationship in a precarious situation is one of those seven things. The way they use social media is weird or like makes them uncomfortable. They just feel like they can't trust them. Like the communication's off. Like they don't really feel appreciated. Like their sex is all like, it's not working. Like their beliefs are just, you know, like say if you're like somebody who's very serious and very literal, science-y, and you date somebody and they're like, I'm new agey. Like it's very hard to reconcile that for a lot of people. And, you know, most importantly, just like bad habits, you know, like drug use. Drug use is always like a big thing. Drug use, drinking, staying out all night, things like that.
I think those are the big ones. There's some smaller ones out there that we didn't touch on, but you know, can't touch them all. I just hope that the listeners, they take a lot from this. We appreciate them listening, and you know, love the feedback. And we also want to improve. I think we both want to be better and just keep giving awesome content. So thank you all for your support.
Delaney, thank you, and good luck out there. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Dow of Indifference podcast. If you liked this episode and want more sex, dating, and relationship advice, subscribe to the Dow of Indifference on iTunes or Stitcher. And check out the blog at dowofindifference.com for more sex, dating, and relationship advice. Thank you for listening, and good luck out there.